Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Entrusted. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, the Apostle Peter writes, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." This week's reflection is a reflection of faith. You know, one of the most remarkable books in the entire Bible is the book of Isaiah. Among its powerful prophecies, the 53rd chapter stands out as one of the most precise and most moving portrayals of Jesus, written some 700 years before his birth. In just 12 verses, Isaiah captures the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the 53rd chapter can be broke down very simply into four different sections. The first section, verses 1 through 3, his life among men. The second section in verses 4 through 8, his death before men. The third section of verses 9 through 10, his burial with men. And finally, in the fourth section, verses 11 through 12, his resurrection on behalf of men. You know, each time I read these words, especially as I'm leading up to the Lord's Supper, I'm reminded of the total commitment that Jesus displayed, not just for me, but for all of the world. You know, one word captures his commitment maybe better than any other, and Peter uses it. It's the word entrusted. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, the Hebrew writer urges us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. That phrase raises, I believe, an intriguing question, one that I believe that many of us have. Did Jesus have faith? We often think of faith as something that we need because we're not divine. Yet Scripture shows that Jesus himself lived a life of faith in complete reliance and trust in his Father. You know, in the Greek, the word author simply means the originator or the founder. And the word perfecter in the original language means the completer or the finisher. The reality is that Jesus is both the founder and the fulfillment of faith. And his life embodies a perfect trust in God from beginning to end. Isaiah wrote in chapter 53 and verse 7, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth." The Gospels confirm this picture of quiet strength and submission. When we look at the scene of the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus is being turned over and Peter draws the sword, these are the very words that Jesus says to Peter in Matthew chapter 26, verses 52 through 54. "Put your sword back in its place, for all those who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. Or do you not think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? How then will the scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must happen this way?" Jesus' restraint was not weakness. It was faith. He trusted his Father's plan completely. He believed that obedience, not resistance, would bring salvation. In fact, his words in John 18 and verse 11 reveal his heart, as he says, "The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Years later, Peter reflected upon this moment, writing to Christians who were suffering for their faith. He said that Jesus kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 23. And that single phrase captures the essence of Jesus' faith. He placed his life entirely in God's hands, trusting that even in death, the Father's purpose would prevail. To entrust ourselves to God, as Jesus did, simply means this. One, it means that we must have a complete reliance upon his word and upon his will, believing that whatever happens, victory is assured in Christ. Two, we need to really internalize this concept, less of self and more of him, meaning that we must surrender our desires to his greater plan. And three, confidence in his control, knowing that his wisdom, his authority, and his power are far greater than ours. You see, faith isn't simply believing in God. It's entrusting ourselves to him. And Jesus showed us what perfect faith looked like. It's an absolute trust. It's an unwavering obedience. And it's a confident hope in the Father's righteousness. When we entrust our hearts, our minds, and our souls to God, just as Jesus did, we'll find peace, courage, and assurance that only comes from him. You see, his plan is perfect, his love is pure, and his way is truth. When we allow ourselves to be placed in his hands, our faith finds its strength, and our hope finds its home. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.